Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island, National Talk Black, big shout out to you all, and also NERS as well, National Indigenous Radio Service, Yarn Up Strong, you mob. So all topics here, all ears here for whatever yarns you want to yarn about. It's a powerful tool. Do utilise it. And, tell us your thoughts. Let's go to Camp Dog, King Stingray. Open up the program.
Please don't fight me.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
I met you in the mango rain. The sun would hide, then come back again. You would smile, then you wave goodbye. I would have to wait until the tide was high to see you again. Makatakatia toka, makatakatia toka, makatakatia toka.
In the mango rain.
Makatakatia toka, makatakatia toka, makatakatia toka.
In the mango rain.
Yeah, Two Dirty Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. 045-714-0550 is the text number. Otherwise, you can call me 1-800-422-416 or a Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, and it is a powerful tool, so do utilise it. And we talk about all topics and all yarns, and all ears here for your yarns. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Denisha Duff, OAM. First Chief Executive Officer of the Queensland Indigenous Business Network, QIBN, and talk about the inaugural CEO appointed to lead the Queensland Indigenous Business Network, and fantastic as for all our black entrepreneurs on the line. Denisha, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Denisha?
I'm based in Brisbane.
Brisbane. All right. Beautiful. Let the mob know. Who your mob, where you from, sis?
Yeah, originally from Thursday Island in the Torres Strait. My family are the Drummonds.
Okay.
So I grew up there, but also got family links to Cape York mob, Waterty people, Shelburne Bay.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you very much.
So, inaugural first Chief Executive Officer of the Queensland Indigenous Business Network, QIBN, and we're talking about black people in business, we're talking about entrepreneurs. Come to the table, yes?
That's the one, absolutely.
So tell us about this space, please.
Well, it's been a long time coming, I think. I've been watching around the edges, and there's been a number of people who have been talking about, you know, collaborating, getting a more formal network of businesses together to look at, you know, how do we actually grow the sector. And it's a great opportunity now. We've actually secured some startup funding from the state government. So hence I've been employed as the first CEO, which is an exciting opportunity for me because I get to, you know, work with our mob in the communities and really look at growing the sector. You know, we've got, you know, some amazingly talented people who are already doing stuff in sport and health and business services. So it really is about broadening that to and growing that into the future.
So we're talking all industries. Come to the table if you're in business and you're a First Nation.
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yep. Good. There's a lot of interest. There's a lot of corporate and governments who are procuring, who are interested in actually funding First Nations businesses. So we can't meet the demand at the moment and they can't meet the demand, so the time is good.
Beautiful. Now, how do people sign up? How do they become members? And is there a member cost? And is there a web page? Educate us on that.
There is a website. It's under development. It is my day one today the CEO.
Okay. Yes.
So we have, as a startup business, much to do as well.
Yes.
But there is a website, www.qibn.com.au.
Okay.
Watch this space. There will be possibilities there to join up and be a member as well too. We're still working out membership fees and if you're a startup, how much that would be. You know, as opposed to if you're a big company, we are, you know, we're trying to get fully sustainable financially after 3 years. So we've got to look at our finance model as well.
Exactly. Okay, fantastic. Now, QIBN, any association with Supply Nation?
Yes. We have been having a number of chats with Supply Nation looking at, obviously, we don't want to duplicate what their work is, but how do we complement and how do we do more stuff on the ground, I guess.
Sure. And you're looking after the state, of course.
State of Queensland. Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. And Supply Nation being a national organisation.
That's right.
But you complement each other is what I'm picking up, yep.
Absolutely. We'll be, as part of Quibin, we'll be establishing some regional hubs. So, you know, a bit more local contact on the ground. So you've got a place to, if you've got a question or an interest, you've got a place to call and step in. You can actually talk to someone about, you know, any business issues or any business ideas that you want to flesh out.
Beautiful. So Quibin, we're talking about a membership base. Is there a fee? And how long's the fee? Is it a yearly thing? Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, we're still in development of that.
Okay.
So I've got obviously a board that needs to approval of that sort of stuff. So there will be a fee depending on what size of your business is, and it will be an annual fee.
Sure, annual fee. And so you just like a renewal every year?
Yes. Yeah. You'll just have to watch the website, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't have all that information.
All good, Denisha, all good. Beginning's half done, so more power to you. Fantastic.
<That's>
And what about the team? How many team on board?
At the moment, it's me.
Oh, thank you. Holding the reins. There it is.
That's it. Like, don't rush, please.
Slow down, Trev.
Certainly, we've got a few. I've got a few positions to recruit to. So, and some of those staff will be regionally based as we set the hubs up.
Yeah, good.
I will be going out, you know, to Cairns and regional areas to meet with businesses and you know have meeting nights as well too, where people can come along and have a yarn about you know who we are, how we're developing, and how they can get engaged.
And so it becomes a fantastic platform for black people in business to be at the table, an opportunity to promote who they are, the business they do, and then make joint ventures or conversation where they can coexist with other businesses, yeah?
Absolutely. You can collaborate with other black businesses as well.
Yeah.
That's what we want to create an environment where that happens, where we're actually investing in each other.
And there's always a big call for procurement, so non-Indigenous business or government organisation approaching black businesses who are at the table, and Quibin is a fantastic platform for that too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Businesses, corporates, they're just banging on our door to try and partner.
Good. Good. I say we are business people. We just happen to be black is what I pick up. So
absolutely.
Dinesha, good yarning with you. Congratulations. Please do keep in touch. Enjoy that journey. The inaugural CEO appointed lead the Queensland Digital Business Network. You are so deadly, my sister. And looking forward to be yarning soon, okay?
Yeah, deadly. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there, Dinesha Duff, her name is OAM, First Chief Executive Officer of the Queensland Digital Business Network. QUIBN is the acronym, so do check it out if you are in business. Keep checking out that webpage, and it is all the www.qibn.com.au, and they're at building stage at the moment, but look, it's a fantastic platform. If you are in business and you want to expose or promote your business, it's good being membership off, and they're working out if there's a membership fee and whether it's an annual fee, whatever the case may be. But look into it. I always say about in business, don't care what product you got. Marketing is it. It's how you market your product. And this would be a great platform to market your product, to be a part of it, the association and joint ventures and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, marketing is it. If McDonald's stop telling us that it's Mac time, then we'll start to think the burgers are better Hungry Jack's. There's marketing right there, you know. So there it is. Have you say Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, that deadly number 1-800-422-416.
Oh, Tilly, Tilly, you got my feet to dancing. Oh, Tilly, Tilly, you raise up the day. Oh, Tilly, Tilly, you got my feet to dancing. Oh, Tilly, Tilly, you just throw the shade away.
Shining in the ghetto, you've seen the light. Shining through the night. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Israeli Service. All right, now, highest temperature recorded this year on in ongoing WA heat waves. Perth has already recorded 40% degrees Celsius days this February, as much of Western Australia swallows through its fourth heat wave so far this summer. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Aurelian Cooper, Federal Court Victor and former chair of the Murugu Jagga Aboriginal Corporation. On the line, Raylene. Raylene, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, just let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Raylene Cooper. I'm a Mother Donora traditional custodian in the Pilbara of Western Australia.
Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Big shout out to you, mob. And the heat is on. If it's hot, damn hot. Yep, that's what we're picking up.
Oh, it sure is. It's a, you know, we've grown through it, obviously.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, being adapting to it. However, it's becoming more and more extreme every year. You know, the weather patterns are changing most definitely. They're even seeing it, look, over the last 4 or 5 years over in, you know, the eastern states, it's been hammering, you know, in terms of the water. It's something that we want over here.
Cyclone.
However, how will that impact us and affect us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's becoming more and more intense. You know, the people in the Perth region, they're feeling the heat. You know, I have family and friends who are there who are making those statements where they're walking into the city, there's ambos everywhere, people are passing out, people are fainting from due to the heat and stress.
Yes.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real big problem. This is not you know, a hoax or anything. Global warming is real.
Global warming and, is real. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, and I think, you know, we have a lot of people who are starting to open their minds. And, you know, the effects of industry and mining plays a big role in our global warming, especially out in the, you know, the sea country.
Sure. National level, if not the state, national level, and then world level, we need to do a lot more regarding, bringing down our temperatures and regarding the ozone layer, respecting Mother Earth and this planet. I mean, they're looking for life on planet Mars. Let's look after this planet first, yep.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. You know, some months ago, the Albanese government, our Prime Minister, you know, there was a story in regards to him helping, you know, a particular island, you know, families and island members, you know, on our Pacific Islands here around the coast, around Australia.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they've given 11,000 people, you know, the protection of coming into our on Australian soil and giving them the visas and whatnot to live here because their home was destroyed.
Yes.
It's destroyed by global warming, the impacts of industry, these legislative acts that government don't want to actually listen and think that this is a real, real problem.
Yes.
To allow these people to come on. Yes, you did a great job, but that's a Band-Aid situation, Prime Minister.
Exactly.
How about fixing the actual problem? Stop industrial industrial genocide, one, on cultural artifacts, cultural history.
Yep.
Two, our animals, our plants, the water, our air. We all need to do two things in our world. We need to breathe the same air. We all need to drink the same water. You know,
yes.
Once those two elements of life are gone, we're all gone.
Exactly.
And this is how intense and how urgent this call out for everybody is. This is not about a black and white race or any other cultural race anymore. It is about human lives who are being impacted in all different ways. Look at our farmers. You know, our farmers are struggling like hell.
Yeah.
Government don't care. All they're interested in is desecrating the water, desecrating Aboriginal history, Aboriginal art, desecrating our customs and our culture.
Yes.
And yet we're here trying to explain to them and give everybody an understanding of what it is that we're trying to save.
They need to listen up. They need to listen up. First Nation people, exactly. My sister said we're talking about the highest temperature. We're talking about global climate. It is real. And thank you for sharing that. The other thing I want to talk to you about, Raylene, is proposed offshore oil and gas approval amendments. Can you shed some light on that, please, sister?
Oh, look, I'm just, you know, the more and more I hear about this, the more and more I feel so depleted. It feels like we're banging our heads against this wall and it just keeps building and building and building. Every time, whether it's Indigenous, whether it's anyone who are challenging these legislative acts and going through the court systems and jurisdiction systems so that we have a voice and have a say of what happens. Government are silencing us. You know, we're going to these, you know, after my federal court hearing with Woodside to stop them and not FEMA. You know, the gas, oil and gas regulators to stop allowing them to just keep going ahead and destroying country without first having some understanding of why it affects Indigenous people.
And they're only chasing the money. They're only chasing
people,
the dollars, aren't they?
Whether you're Indigenous or not.
Yes.
These are real problems that are happening. And in terms of the legislative acts changing, they're changing the goalposts every time we step two steps forward. They're setting up these legislative acts to hinder all the work that we do, and the work that we do is for humans, humanity, for the people, for everybody, to be able to go and see the creation of our whales, you know, the turtles, the plants and animals that live on our landscapes. I mean, these are the impacts that are affecting us, and if they do start affecting the circle of life, which it should be going and running as normal, it's not. Once one species drops off,
extinction,
others get impacted and affected.
Exactly.
Now, in terms of our culture, they're out here on a 100,000-year-old rock art, ripping it up right now, currently. Mm. In Maingura, they have a chemical plant that state government and the federal government had poured millions and millions of dollars into, supporting this chemical plant,
yes.
Which is only a kilometre and a half away from two particular schools and other individuals that live in this certain area. And yet nobody knows about what's going on. They've come in, they've taken out five major hills in this very cultural and significant place that belongs to the people of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And yet government think they can come in and just put more destructive, desecrating everything.
A lot of
that
work to be done.
What we know of.
A lot of work to be done.
And how dare they? And this Madeleine King, Minister for Resources, she's going out selling the whole of our land to investors all over the globe before 2025, because that's apparently, government said, is when there are no more new projects.
Yep, all
now,
for the dollars.
Now, how is it that they are allowed and have the ability to go and make these changes in legislation and the Constitution without first asking people,
yes,
the
exactly,
humans?
Exactly.
Don't we have a say?
Exactly.
Like, how dare they? They're going out there. The impacts are phenomenal.
Mm.
I want everybody to come here to Murujuga, to come and see what they're doing to the Mora, to go to the Kimberleys, to see what they're doing there, the fracking, to go up to the Northern Territory. They're drilling into our seabeds, our oceans.
And the government allows that. The government allows that.
Stop.
Yes, the government allows that. Raylan, I'll keep moving, my sister. But thank you very much for your call. Look, stay strong, sis, and please keep in touch, eh?
No worries. Thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you, Raylan Cooper. To Delhi. Raylan Cooper, Federal Court Victor and former Chair of the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation. And we're talking there about highest temperature recorded this year on ongoing WA heat waves, but also talking about the statement from Raylan Cooper on proposed offshore oil and gas approval amendments. So there it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mirror on the wall, less than image of. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Land and Sea. Anika Pitt here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindji Country, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. The Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, that's VACHO, in partnership with Deakin University Institute for Health Transformation, are thrilled to launch the Food Policies for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Health Food Path Community Report. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Abe Ropatini, Executive Director of Population Health at the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, VACHO. And on the line we have Abe. Abe, good morning, Abe. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Melbourne. I'm in today in our office in Collingwood.
Okay, fantastic. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Who's Abe Ropatini, my brother?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'm a Māori, so I grew up over on my country on the east coast of the North Island.
Yes.
And I got blood ties through to Palawa Mob, northeastern Tasmania.
Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. So thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, VACHA, is partnership with Deakin University Institute. Tell us about this partnership, joint venture, please.
Yeah, we've been working with Deakin Uni for a little while now to look at the barriers that mob are facing trying to put healthy food on the table for their families. So for the past year or so, we've been working with Deakin and also with VicHealth down here in Victoria, really to go out and have some yarns in community and understand all of the things that influence on decision-making around what food people are buying, and then, you know, some of the barriers to getting access to healthy food.
Yes.
And you know, all of those things that impact our health and well-being.
There's a connotation of healthy food is more expensive than junk food. Would you find that's the case?
Yeah, and this is the big problem. It should be cheaper to put healthy food on the table for your family.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't have to have as many challenges knowing what to do to prepare healthy food as well. So it's all about getting better access to healthy food and then knowing what to do with it so that when you're putting it on the table, it's delicious and enjoyable for you and your family to eat.
Yeah, fantastic. And so there's education going out there for people to pick the right foods or help them make the right choices, yep? You there? Abe, I lost Abe there. Abe Ropatini, Executive Director of Population Health at the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, VACHO. But we're talking about the joint venture partnership with Deakin University Institute for Health Transformation, and they're thrilled about the launch of the food policies for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Health Food Path Community Report. So that's what it's all about. We'll try and get the brother back online and continue that very important conversation. But Jan Upstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And that daily number again is 1-800-422-416. I'm just going to try again with brother Abe. Brother Abe, you there? No. Lost brother Abe. We'll try and get him back here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Yes, huh? Yeah. Royalty noise in the house tonight.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one. Lost one, and you lost one. You lost one, you lost one. So you're one in this game. Unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
That daily track is called Winner. We got a winner back online. That's Abe. Abe, you there, brother?
Yeah, lost you there for a minute, brother. Thanks for bringing me back.
All good, my brother. So I was just talking about the space of educating. It's about making the right choices. How you say, life is simple, people complicated. Sometimes we complicate things, don't we, regarding choice of foods?
Yeah, that is true. But also, there are companies out there that are putting confusing messages into communities about what is healthy.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look at all of the marketing for junk food and for soft drinks and all of that, you know, that's coming into community and is having a big influence on the decisions that people are making, because a lot of their messaging is confusing deliberately.
Sure.
And they make money from that. So it's also about making sure that people know the facts.
Yes.
And increasing education that people have to be able to know what is healthy decision making.
Yes.
And then to be able to know what to do with healthy food once they buy it. So we want people to have realistic options and access to good, healthy food for the family.
Yes.
And then know how to cook up an awesome feed with all of that as well.
Too deadly. Dinner at your place, my brother. Sounds good.
Anytime.
And big shout out to Deakin University and VACHO, a great partnership, a joint venture. And let's help our mob get healthy. Good yarning with you. You take care, Abe. We'll talk soon, brother.
Sounds awesome. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adeliyada, Abe Ropatini, and Executive Director of Population Health and at the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, VACHO, who've partnership with Deakin University Institute for Health Transformation, and they're thrilled about the launch of the food policies for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Health. That's Food Path Community Report. So fantastic. So with that, Jamob, thank you very much for your company. Trendy Trev's going to sign off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much, Mob. Too deadly.
forever.